USA Radio News with Wendy King.
On Friday, governors continued to complain there's a lack of sufficient testing to track coronavirus cases in their states, and they need testing to begin the first phase of reopening. The question of whether states should move at their own pace to ease coronavirus restrictions was answered by Vice President Mike Pence.
We believe today that we have the capacity in the United States to do a sufficient amount of testing for states to move into phase one at the time and manner that they deem to be appropriate.
President Trump says, if we follow the guidelines, we can get through this.
Certain states are going to come online, and they're going to start the early stages of the puzzle that we're putting together, and it's going to be together sooner rather than later.
This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A federal judge denied a request for a new trial made by Trump ally Roger Stone following his conviction on charges related to the Russia investigation. Stone tells Fox News he never covered up anything for President Trump.
I wasn't prosecuted because I was covering anything up for the president. I was prosecuted because I refused to bear false witness against the president. I refused to dissemble, as the prosecutors wanted, about numerous phone calls between myself and candidate Trump in 2016.
U.S. stocks joined a worldwide rally and closed out their first back-to-back weekly gains since the market began selling off 2 months ago. There were big gains in Europe and in Asia. The Dow Jones was up 704 points, the S&P 500 was up 75, and the NASDAQ Composite was up 117. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
It appears millennials and Generation X are thinking about health care insurance because of the pandemic. USA's Chris Barnes explains.
Over half of the 24 to 35-year-old Americans surveyed say they're thinking about their finances as a result of the coronavirus outbreak, and the survey by Saturday Insurance finds 49% of them have been considering long-term health care costs for themselves or their parents, while other respondents admitted that they can't afford the insurance they already have. The insurance companies are offering consumers a break or a waiver in some cases that should be explored before canceling a policy. Around 22 million Americans from across the nation have filed unemployment claims since coronavirus lockdown measures took effect in mid-March, and insurance is one of the first costs they stopped paying. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
NASA has set May 27th for SpaceX's Crew Dragon capsule to launch astronauts from Florida, the first such launch from U.S. soil since the space shuttle program ended in 2011. Astronauts Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley are scheduled for the Demo 2 flight to the International Space Station. It will be the maiden crewed flight for the Crew Dragon capsule. Elon Musk's SpaceX flew a successful demonstration flight to the space station in March. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.